Hello, the Food Guru here again. Next question is, can you exercise away junk food? Oh boy, I know this is a controversial one. If I haven't been controversial already though, right? Well, let me answer this question for you. It's very important, right? Because we see so many people stopping by, the liquor store to grab a Snickers on the way to the gym, or after the gym on the way home, stopping by, McDonald's or something. So, why do they think it's okay to eat junk food before and after the exercise? It's because for some reason, especially this generation, they have in their heads that you can exercise away junk food, as if somehow bad calories can be exercised away and they're no longer in your body anymore. I mean, let's not even, think about the fact that thousands of Americans drop dead every day from stroke or heart attack, just, lifting weights or jogging on the treadmill. Because people tell them, just keep exercising. No matter what you do, keep exercising. That's how you get healthy. Just keep going. Work harder. Keep pushing yourself, pushing yourself. And they know nothing about how to eat. So, what happens when junk food is coursing through your veins when you're exercising? Well, all those toxic artificial chemicals are pumping through your arteries and your organs faster. Why? Well, you're exercising, right? You're raising your heart rate. That's what exercise is supposed to do. But unfortunately, most people don't realize that exercise is only as healthy as you eat. In other words, if you eat unhealthy, then exercise will be unhealthy. If you eat healthy, then exercise will be healthy. So, how does this work exactly? Well, let me explain this to you. Because I know most people don't have this perspective about exercise at all. So, if you're eating unhealthy every day and you exercise often, what happens is all of the junk food, all the artificial chemicals that you consumed, either by eating it or drinking it, they're in your body, right? They're pumping through your arteries and passing through your organs, like I mentioned. So you could compare this to, for example, a car engine. If you were to pour syrup into the gas tank and then rev the engine, what do you think would happen to the engine? Now, if you use the logic that this generation uses about exercising away junk food, well, it would stand to reason then that all you'd have to do to get rid of that syrup in the car engine is to just rev the engine more, right? And it would poof, disappear. Like they think exercise does, right? But it doesn't do that, does it? What happens? Well, the engine, sure, it'll rev for a little while, but then something will happen to it, right? It'll start to break and then eventually seize. And then you can say goodbye to that engine. So the human body is just like that. Now, if you're young enough, you won't reach that for a long time. Probably not till you're in your 30s or 40s. But we're seeing younger and younger people experiencing stroke and heart attacks. So, that kind of tells you something, right? That the engines in people are not very healthy to begin with. So they don't have a lot of time, like the last generation, with their more robust immune systems, they were able to get away with eating and drinking and smoking, most of their life without ever getting sick. But this generation, their immune systems are the weakest ever than any previous immune system in history for any generation. And it's because we've never had to live in an environment where literally everything around us, is poisoning us in the air, water, and food. Everything has artificial chemicals. When you ingest an artificial chemical, it's the same as ingesting poison. I should just call it poison because for some reason the word artificial doesn't seem to really reference the urgency. So I should use the word poison, right? when you ingest poison in your body, and then you start exercising with that poison running through your veins, you can't expect your body to get healthy. Now, sure, you can still build muscle. You can still get those six-pack abs if you want to live in a gym every day, if you have the time, sure. But what's going to happen eventually when you're older? Well, all of those toxic chemicals, all of those artificial chemicals that your immune system have been staving off for a while, suddenly now come rushing in, damaging cells and organs and arteries, damaging your eyes, your brain, and then you go to the hospital, and of course all the MDs say, oh, it's genetic, oh, it's climate, you know, it's the environment, right? No one ever even hints to the fact that you've been eating basically plastic food your whole life. No, no one ever mentions that, right? They just keep telling you, well, keep exercising, keep running, try those exercise routines. Oh, did you try that gym over there? Oh, that place is so cool. They have so many cool gadgets and equipments and programs. But no one knows how to eat anything. And even inside the gym itself, have you ever bought any of those snacks and so-called protein bars they have there and read the ingredients? There's almost no food in there. In that orange, pink, green-looking liquid inside those bottles, that's liquid diabetes. Literally nothing around us is healthy, especially not at a gym. Anyways, I digressed a bit. Sorry about that. Nevertheless, you cannot exercise away toxic chemicals. Exercise will only prove to speed up the deterioration of your organs. So if you're going to eat junk food that day, pizza, even pasta, anything with empty carbs in there, anything that's just full of toxic chemicals, that's not even clean, that's not even organic at the bare minimum. Of course, organic isn't even 100% organic anymore, but it's still a lot less contaminated than conventional food, that's for sure. Definitely a lot healthier than fast food or junk food. Nevertheless, if you're planning on eating terrible that day, if you don't want to get sicker faster, don't work out that day. Just go for a brisk walk. I mean, if you must move. Personally, I'd rather just sit there in my hot tub and try to sweat out all the contaminants I just ate. And maybe eat some, you know, organic prunes to flush out of my system a little faster. But there's no way I'm gonna be pumping my blood, getting my heart rate up after I just ate a taco from Taco Bell. Come on, that's ridiculous. You're killing yourself. Okay, so please be careful out there. Don't contaminate yourself and then just run in the gym thinking you could just, you know, exercise it away. Please, come back to reality. This is where healthy people live. They live in reality. And I'm one of them. So please, come back to reality. Stay away from junk food if you're working out. You know, at least, you know, buy some organic juices or something. Organic nuts so you have some protein that day. Something, you know, that you at least feel is healthy. But to go out of your way to eat junk food and fast food the same day you're lifting heavy weights and running on the treadmill, you're just damaging yourself. You're hurting your future. And you're going to be paying a lot in medical bills. So that is for sure.